Media Hype Op Targeting Pompeo from Dem Star Impeachment Witness Bill Taylor. By Aaron Klein on January 28, 2020. Washington, D.C., in a clear attempt to pan Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The news media has been hyping a New York Times op-ed by Bill Taylor in which the former top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine attempts to lecture Pompeo about why Americans should care about Ukraine. Missing from much of the news media coverage is that Taylor is not only a star witness in the Democrats' impeachment campaign but has evidenced a close relationship with the Atlantic Council think tank partnered with Burisma, the natural gas company at the center of allegations regarding Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. The links may be particularly instructive after Breitbart News reported that itinerary for a trip to Ukraine in August organized by the Burisma-funded Atlantic Council for 10 congressional aides reveals that a staffer on Representative Adam Schiff's House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence held a meeting during the trip with Taylor. The pre-planned trip took place after the so-called whistleblower officially filed his August 12 complaint and reportedly after a Schiff aide was contacted by the so-called whistleblower. In addition to a direct relationship with the Atlantic Council, Taylor for the last 9 years also served as a senior advisor to the U.S.-Ukraine Business Council, USBC, which has co-hosted events with the Atlantic Council and has participated in events co-hosted jointly by the Atlantic Council and Burisma. Another senior advisor to the USBC is David J. Kramer, a longtime advisor to late Senator John McCain. Kramer played a central role in disseminating the anti-Trump dossier to the news media and Obama administration. Taylor participated in events and initiatives organized by Kramer. Taylor also led an election observation delegation in Ukraine several months ago for a George Soros-funded organization that at the time boasted Hunter Biden on its small chairman's council, as Breitbart News reported. Over the weekend, Taylor wrote a biting op-ed in the New York Times titled, "Yes, Secretary Pompeo. Americans should care about Ukraine." The missive was in response to a statement Pompeo allegedly made during an interaction with a NPR reporter when he purportedly suggested Americans don't care about Ukraine. Pompeo has accused the reporter of violating the basic rules of journalism and decency. In the Times piece, Taylor lectures. As Secretary of State Mike Pompeo prepares to meet President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine in Kiev later this week, he has reportedly asked, "Do Americans care about Ukraine? Here's why the answer should be yes. Ukraine is defending itself in the West against Russian attack. If Ukraine succeeds, we succeed. The relationship between the United States and Ukraine is key to our national security, and Americans should care about Ukraine." The op-ed was widely cited by the news media. CNN describes the piece as 800 words that add up to a dressing down. CBS News covered the op-ed thusly: "Former top diplomat Bill Taylor responds to Pompeo, Americans should care about Ukraine. Former Ambassador Bill Taylor slams Mike Pompeo in withering op-ed," reported Raw Story. Taylor is not just a bystander on the matter of Ukraine. He's been a star witness in the Democrats' impeachment trial. 2 months before he came out of retirement to serve as the highest-ranking U.S. official in Ukraine, Taylor led an election observer delegation to Ukraine's April 21, 2019 second-round presidential election for the National Democratic Institute, NDI, organization. The delegation's mission, according to NDI literature, was to accurately and impartially assess various aspects of the election process, and to offer recommendations to support peaceful, credible elections and public confidence in the process. Taylor led the team along with former director of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, ODIHR, Audrey Glover, and former Minister for European Union Affairs Birgitta Olsen. Hunter Biden at the time served on NDI's 10-person Chairman's Council, which describes itself as bringing together leaders from corporate, philanthropic, and academia sectors to provide expertise, counsel and resources to help the Institute meet these evolving challenges. Biden was engaged in Ukraine in his role as a board member for Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company at the center of allegations regarding Joe Biden's involvement in Ukraine policy during the Obama administration while his son was being paid by Burisma. NDI did not respond to a Breitbart News inquiry about when Hunter Biden was removed from the organization's chairman's council. The Wayback Internet Archive shows Biden was listed on NDI's website in that position until at least August 2019, encompassing the period when Taylor led the organization's delegation. The NDI is not Taylor's only seemingly conspicuous link. Breitbart News reported that Taylor has evidenced a close relationship with the Atlantic Council think tank, writing Ukraine policy pieces with the organization's director and analysis articles published by the council. The Atlantic Council is funded by and works in partnership with Burisma. Multiple U.S. media outlets obtained Taylor's full opening statement to the House Intelligence, Oversight and Foreign Affairs Committees. In the leaked pre-written full opening statement, Taylor alluded to work he said he did for a small Ukrainian non-governmental organization, but he omitted the name of the organization. In the intervening 10 years, I have stayed engaged with Ukraine, visiting frequently since 2013 as a board member of a small Ukrainian non-governmental organization supporting good governance and reform, he said. The name of the organization is the U.S.-Ukraine Business Council, USBC, where Taylor served for 9 years as senior advisor. The USBC has co-hosted or participated in scores of events with the Atlantic Council. Taylor has also authored numerous analysis pieces published by the Atlantic Council itself and has co-authored op-eds written together with the Atlantic Council's director. Burisma is a key financial backer of the Atlantic Council. In 2017, Burisma and the Atlantic Council signed a cooperative agreement to develop transatlantic programs with Burisma's financial support reportedly to focus on European and international energy security. Burisma specifically finances the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Center. Besides funding the Atlantic Council, Burisma also routinely partners with the think tank. Only 4 months ago, the company co-hosted the Atlantic Council's second annual Kharkiv Security Conference. Burisma advertises that it committed itself to 15 key principles of rule of law and economic policy in Ukraine developed by the Atlantic Council. In March, 3 months before he became Trump's ambassador to Ukraine, the Atlantic Council featured an op-ed co-authored by Taylor in which the diplomat argued Ukraine has further to travel toward its self-proclaimed European goal of reformation. In 2017, Taylor wrote a piece for the Atlantic Council about a Ukrainian parliament vote on healthcare reform. Last year, he participated in an online Atlantic Council Q&A on the Crimea. In November 2011, the Atlantic Council hosted Taylor as the featured speaker at a discussion event when he was appointed that year as Special Coordinator for Middle East Transitions at the State Department. In March 2014, Taylor co-authored an analysis piece at Foreign Policy magazine written together with John E. Herbst, a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine who serves as director of the Eurasia Center for the Atlantic Council, the same Eurasia Center that is specifically funded by Burisma. That same year, Taylor also co-authored a New York Times op-ed with the Atlantic Council's Herbst on Ukraine. The duo co-authored another Times op-ed 1 year later on the future of Ukraine. The op-ed was reprinted on the USBC's website. The USBC, where Taylor was a senior advisor for 9 years along with Kramer, has hosted Herbst for briefings and other events. McCain aide David Kramer of the USBC, infamous for his role in disseminating the anti-Trump dossier, also held the November 2011 event at the Atlantic Council's D.C. offices for a group that he heads called Freedom House. Taylor was one of six featured speakers at Kramer's event. The Atlantic Council published what it deemed a 24-point plan for ending the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. In conjunction with the plan, Kramer, in his role as director of Freedom House, organized a letter by American and European experts and former officials urging Russia to end its conflict with Ukraine. Signatories of the letter, published on the Burisma-funded Atlantic Council's website, include Taylor, Kramer and the Atlantic Council's Herbst. As late as last March, Taylor was listed as one of 9 members of the Friends of Ukraine Network Economic Security Task Force. Another member is Kramer. When he deployed to Ukraine as Trump's ambassador in June, the USBC authored a piece in the Kyiv Post welcoming him. In the USBC piece welcoming Taylor to Ukraine, Kramer himself commented about Taylor's ambassador position. "He's a great choice for now," Kramer gushed. The USBC's piece noted that the USBC has worked closely with Ambassador Taylor for many years, touting his role as the business group's senior advisor. On June 26, just 9 days after arriving in Ukraine as ambassador, The UBC already hosted Taylor for a roundtable discussion about his new position. Vadim Pasherskyi, advisor to the board of directors at Burisma Holdings, was also previously hosted as a UBC featured speaker. Keisha Gonzalez is the sponsoring Atlantic Council officer listed on the congressional disclosure form for the Schiff staffer's trip to Ukraine in August. She is deputy director of the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Center. Gonzalez is also one of 11 members of the Rapid Response Team for the Ukrainian Election Task Force, which says it is working to expose foreign interference in Ukraine's democracy. Another member of the team is Kramer. Kramer revealed in testimony that he held a meeting about the anti-Trump dossier with a reporter from BuzzFeed News, who he says snapped photos of the controversial document without Kramer's permission when he left the room to go to the bathroom. That meeting was held at the McCain Institute office in Washington, Kramer stated. BuzzFeed infamously published the Christopher Steele dossier on January 10, 2017, setting off a firestorm of news media coverage about the document. The Washington Post reported last February that Kramer received the dossier directly from Fusion GPS after McCain expressed interest in it. In a deposition taken on December 13, 2017, and posted online earlier this year, Kramer revealed that he met with two Obama administration officials to inquire about whether the anti-Trump dossier was being taken seriously. In one case, Kramer said that he personally provided a copy of the dossier to Obama National Security Council official Celeste Wallander. In the deposition, Kramer said that McCain specifically asked him in early December 2016 to meet about the dossier with Wallander and Victoria Nuland, a senior official in John Kerry's State Department. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.